Hey, it's Trevor Grant. Welcome to the Revenue Hub podcast. Today, we are joined by Peter Russell, Operations Director at Russell Partnership Technology, Janelle Clark, founder of NextGen Revenue, and Professor Dr. Detlev Remy of the Singapore Institute of Technology. In this podcast, we look at revenue management from the viewpoint of education, training, and mentorship. We explore how much time is dedicated to teaching revenue management at a university or hotel school, and what depth does the course go into. We then discuss attitudes towards investing in revenue management, and finally, we consider, with so few hotel leaders coming from a revenue management background, how are those starting out in their revenue career being mentored? Anyway, hope you enjoy it. Let's get started.
So, hi, welcome all of you. How are you all? How are you, Peter?
Hi there, Trevor. Yes, I'm very well today. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Yeah, very, very good indeed. Janelle, just back from a holiday. How are things with you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Nice to be home, but it was good to be away for a week.
Yeah, I can imagine. And Detlev, how are things with you over in Singapore and the interesting challenges that's the ever shifting sands over in Asia at the moment?
Yeah, I'm doing well in Singapore. Thank you very much, Trevor.
Excellent. Well, thanks for all three of you for finding the time. Really appreciate you joining us today. In terms of what the focus of the discussion is looking at the education from a kind of a university faculty, hospitality, schools, in terms of where revenue management, what the focus on revenue management is. Probably best then to get you guys to introduce yourselves, so at least those watching and listening to this will understand why we've got you on to talk and input on this particular topic. So Peter, if I can kind of kick off with you, if you could give us a brief introduction, that would be brilliant. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Peter Russell, and I'm Operations Director with a company called Russell Partnership Technology. We are global technology developers and educators. And we design, build, and deliver hospitality programs that ranges across all of the industry and across education. So we have a very heavy focus around teaching and learning programs, and those are utilized worldwide with over 200 global hotel and hospitality schools to teach students who are going into the industry. And then we also work delivering continued professional development with a whole host of global hotel companies. That ranges from graduate programs all the way up to general manager programs. And of course, revenue management is a big part of all those things that we do.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let me pass over to Janelle. And Janelle, if you could give us a bit of an introduction, that would be great.
Yep. So I'm Janelle Clark, and I'm the founder of NextGen Revenue. My background is revenue management. I've been in the revenue management field for over 25 years now. from reservations into revenue on property for more than 10 years, and then moved into more of the training on the distribution side as well. And for the last 5 years, I've been focusing very much on education and training. I'm the tutor for the HOSPA Revenue Management Certification Program, and I also part of the University of Surrey Executive Education Revenue Management Program, and I'm a lecturer and guest lecturer at various business schools and universities.
Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you very much. And Professor Dr. Detlev Remy, can I just pass over to you, please?
Yes. I'm now since about 4 years in Singapore, working for one of the autonomous universities. Hospitality business degree program. I am teaching but also researching on revenue management, data analytics, and digital marketing. This is my third, I guess, my last career. First career was in the hotel industry up to the GM level. Second career, which I still run, consultancy business. And within our university, we have also the CRT programs, continuous education for adult learning, where we run workshops, trainings for revenue management and marketing in any other areas. That's it.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Again, thanks all three of you for joining us. And I think based on your introductions, hopefully our viewers and listeners will understand why you're here to talk about this particular topic. So if I was to take a degree course in hospitality, hotel management, whatever it might be called. I'm really interested to understand where does revenue management sit? I guess in terms of importance, time dedicated to those elements, the breadth of the course. I know there's a number of questions in there and hopefully we'll pick those up. So maybe let's start off by narrowing it down and say, okay, if I'm sitting there taking the course, I'm sitting there, I've got my revenue management module, how much time is going to be dedicated to teaching me about revenue management?
Yeah, I'd like to start if possible, yeah. It's now my third university where I'm teaching revenue management. And at the current university, revenue management is allocated for one semester, which includes also distribution management. So it's quite constrained. We are doing a very basic, let's say, bit advanced level. What is it? How does it work? And what are the implications? But also, of course, when using RevSim, so simulations, running simulations with loads of guest speakers as well and industry visits, whatever. Is it enough time to allocate for revenue management? Of course, it's not. I'm shouting since years and years, give us more time, give us two or three semesters, and we are the ones, we are important. Revenue management is what brings the revenue in and the profits. But unfortunately, our faculty with areas of accounting, human resource, organization behavior, say the same, and they think they have also important subjects. So we have to find a balance. Is it important or is it getting its merit? To a certain extent, but there's always room for improvement.
So just
very short.
Just to understand, so it's one semester. So typically, then, how one semester out of what a three-year course would that be?
It's one semester out of six semesters. Uh-huh. But I have to say, we are a new university, so we are doing things differently, and that's good. So we are quite innovative. Yes, it's just one semester for revenue management and distribution, but of course, as I was involved in the curriculum design, I was fighting. So a second semester is dedicated for data analytics.
Okay.
Data analytics is very much linked to revenue management. Mm-hmm. So I got some spare time. I don't focus too much on this, nobody, but not creating some jealousy with my colleagues. But yes, I have a bit more time. It is in the last year, in the third year, and it makes sense because then the students have a sound understanding of operations and management and can end up with this knowledge.
No, that makes sense.
So I shouldn't complain that much. It's okay.
At least it's at the right point towards the end where you understand all the other departments, because otherwise, how can we talk about total revenue management if we haven't even looked at all the other factors? Janelle, you've obviously spent time in and around that. What's from your experience, what you've seen anecdotally?
I would say similar to what Detlef is saying. There's not enough, I don't think. What I would say on a positive is that in the last 5 years of working more with universities, I've seen an improvement. I remember speaking to a university with a very strong hospitality background. and they didn't even, 2 years ago, they didn't even have revenue management module at all.
You're joking.
In their BA, for their undergrad.
2 years ago, they didn't have revenue management module.
Mm.
Wow.
So it really does depend on the school,
yeah.
You know, the university. And I think for some, they focus very much on the operational, the F&B side still, you know, mm-hmm. and this was one of those types of establishments. But it's there now, which is good. That's what I'm, you know, I think it's improved.
Yeah, I think, We're not here to put people down. It's more just an insight that, you know, is it moving in the right direction?
It's moving in the right direction, just a bit slower than I personally would like. But then I think that revenue management generally is getting more recognition now.
Mm.
So as that happens, and with the universities, it does take a long time, and, you know, Detlef has already said, to change curriculums and to get things to put in for next semester, you know, that can take a long time. So they will catch up.
Yeah.
And I think they are, but at the moment it's still, I think it's still lacking.
No, that makes sense. And Peter, you do a lot of work with universities from your side. What's your kind of experience almost from the outside looking in? And
yeah, just again, continuing from the points made by Detlev and Janelle, yeah, I think the pace of change with revenue management in the industry is obviously very quick. And as we just said, you know, curriculum changes take time because it has to take time to get that right. So yeah, I would echo those comments. I think certainly, you know, we see revenue management being taught as part of hotel operations courses and then also being delivered as an elective as well.
Okay.
So of course, then with it being an elective, that requires students to have an interest and to want to do it. I'd agree with what Janelle was saying. I think that's certainly growing in importance. I think people are further understanding the value of revenue management, even if they don't want to go forward and be a revenue manager in the future. People are understanding that that is something that they are going to need to understand. And of course, and Detlev was saying, there are lots of programs and other things that can help students to learn about those, how it all works, and then how to put it into practice.
Oh, that makes sense. And so again, if I just understand what you were saying as well, Detlev, and I think you touched on it as well, Janelle, is I guess by definition, if there is a limited amount of time within the program that can be put towards revenue management.
Yeah, time is definitely a big constraint. As I said, that other subjects also have to find their way into the curriculum. Regarding teaching, I have to say, as I said, the structure, how I break it down, what is it, how does it work, and what are the implications? It touches on some areas of revenue management, but allows also to go a bit deeper in developments like total revenue management, customer-centric revenue management, if you take the tutorial time, but also if you take assignments or the self-study time, where you ask the students to research on certain topics. So there are some opportunities, but as I said, this is quite difficult. In order to dedicate more time, there would be another structure needed, but this is wishful thinking at the moment. Definitely it will not be happening at the moment.
No, that makes sense. And is that your experience, Peter, Janelle, as well? From from what you've seen when you're getting involved, that again, the focus is very much on let's get the basics of revenue management, understand the basics of revenue management, because there is just isn't the time to focus on more than that.
No. I think so, but I do think topics such as data analytics and AI,
mm-hmm.
there come new topics that are now being discussed and being taught, and
okay.
they will quite often relate back to revenue management.
Yeah.
So even though they're not specifically, it's not the revenue management course.
Yes.
Those topics, they have to.
Yeah.
And that's something again that, you know, an AI module, you wouldn't have had an AI module 2 years ago.
No.
So now you have, and some of that may cover pricing. So then you may come back again to revenue. So. It's
starting to become interlinked a little
exactly,
bit more. And Peter?
Yeah, and I think it's about finding the ways of adding in further content as well, which Detlev has started to talk about. And obviously that's, you know, this isn't a sales platform for us and what we do, but that's where we and other companies try to come in and deliver things in terms of, you know, things like micro certifications and other courses and things that students can do in their own time. So they can take that foundational level that they've got from the education perspective, and they can then take on further things as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Detlev was talking about industry analytics. So, you know, SDR and AHLAA deliver the CHIA, which is the certification in hotel industry analytics. And we deliver a hospitality business acumen program. There are a whole host of other things like that out there. And I think it's things like that that are really important. And it's the students who realize the benefit and find those things and go and do those things who are probably going to get maximum benefit. And of course that's what we want. We want well-rounded students who can go into the industry and sort of progress from there and become great industry practitioners.
No, that makes sense. And I think again that kind of picks up a couple of points. I mean, what's encouraging is there's a change is starting to happen that you're seeing. So that's a positive. I guess the question I have is that if you are going into study hotel management, How many people are actually looking at that as thinking, I then want to continue in this career? And how much of it is maybe, okay, I want to get a degree, and that sounds quite an interesting topic to study.
I would think if I look at my universities as a now the third university, and students in the hospitality business program, I would say 5%, something between 5 maybe 10%, very optimistic, are indicating their interest in revenue management. They want to go further on to work in revenue management. Mm. That's the bad news. The good news, I still have contact with many alumni, students from these universities, and many more end up in revenue management via reservations, via front office, via marketing and sales. Mm-hmm. For a couple of reasons. Once they are in the job, they realize opportunities, the career opportunities, but also responsibilities in revenue management, or they even are pushed in a positive way towards revenue management. So there is some light at the end of the tunnel. But I have also to indicate, I try as much as possible to make it interactive, teaching-wise, revenue management, and using simulation, all such things. But students are scared of revenue management. Mm. They think, oh, it's too challenging, it's too complex, it's too complicated, and hopefully no statistics and no maths and all such things. Our hospitality graduates come from a very different background. So there's a kind of mismatch, but we can work it out.
Anyone else?
Sorry.
No, go on. I was going to say, jump in.
I think that you've got the students who come in to learn hospitality and hotel management who are operational and who want to be with guests and the service industry, and the idea of sitting in a back office looking at data and Excel spreadsheets and, you know, technology is just horrific to them.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's fine. We let them go and run the operation, and that's brilliant. So you'll get those students who are never going to be interested, really. But then when they get to a stage where they want to become a GM, they realize that they need to understand the business side of the hotel as well. And then that's when they'll come back and say, oh, you know, have you got those notes on that this, that lecture? Or, you know, do you remember when we spoke about this? What was it again?
Yeah.
You know, and it's that idea of as the progression comes and you know, like Detlef says, they find themselves, quite often find themselves in revenue management. And maybe they find that, you know, there's also a percentage of students who go out into hospitality, into the industry, and realize that, you know, the hours, the, you know, the operational side of things is not for them.
Yeah.
And so then revenue management becomes a bit more interesting because, to be honest, I'm not a guest service person. You know, I love being working in a hotel. I love the industry, but I'm not operational. I liked to be in the back office.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the buzz of trying to work out, should we put this rate out? Do we open or close these rates? What do we do? And seeing the profits coming in. And I like to walk around the hotel public areas and be in a hotel and be in the environment, but I don't really want to deal with guests.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are other people like me who will be quite happy in the back office and find that it's a way of staying in the industry, because maybe reception
is not where you want to be. Yeah.
Just, yeah, after the first 2 years, it's like, I can't do this anymore. You know, what do I do now? And so then revenue management becomes a bit more interesting.
Yeah.
And then there are always great opportunities. And again, if you're smart and you're looking at a career progression, then revenue management is an obvious choice, because there's just not enough good revenue managers out there.
That makes sense. Peter, anything else to add into that?
Yeah, just to echo the same things. I think, you know, as a discipline within the university kind of early-ish learning stage, I think it maybe isn't the immediate obvious choice for a lot of students. But yeah, I agree. I think it's something a lot of people grow towards. And I think we see more and more about big data and the power of data. And I think it's something that people are understanding is more and more useful. So I think it'll only continue to grow. And I think, yes, you know, to Janelle's point as well, it's about everyone playing to their strengths. And it may be that, you know, it's a bit like having a sports team. You know, the team or the hotel only works if you have strong connections in all the different departments. So I think it's about having people move into those revenue positions when they're ready. And I guess that you know, that's why the continued education within hospitality is so important, because you may not start, you know, no one starts where they're going to end up. Obviously, that's common sense. So I think it's a case of making sure that there are opportunities for people to add the knowledge they need when they need it.
And and that brings us on, and you use the phrase there, continued education. I think that leads us on nicely to the kind of second area to touch on, because I think what came out listening to you guys there is there are two factors where the continued education piece becomes, seems to me to be quite obviously very important, where you have maybe that 5 to 10% who have looked at revenue management do want to progress into those areas, but where by definition of the courses, the amount of time dedicated is obviously restricted, and they know that there are more elements that they need to learn and develop, so that continued education piece comes into play. And then I think picking up on what you said, Janelle and Peter as well, in terms of you don't always end up where you think you might start. And from as you progress through, and general managers understanding the importance of revenue management, that need through your hotel career to be able to access that continued education with regards to whether it be internal or external training, is obviously even more critical. What's the hotel industry's view on training and development as a whole?
I don't mind coming in first on that. I think, you know, this is part of my world every day, and very, very good. I think it's, you know, there's a real focus on training, learning and development within hospitality. And I think as an industry, it's certainly one of the industries where I think we see a lot more focus on continued education. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think there is a big difference between group and individual properties. And I think that's why the delivery mechanism for the training needs to be adaptable or different to deal with that. So while where a big group can have a sort of more embedded learning course, which might have group people together and deliver training, where you take compare that with an individual style or smaller properties, they need to be able to individually access content and potentially do that in their own time. But there's also a growing trend towards that even within the groups as well, because the sort of learning anytime, anywhere is becoming more and more prevalent. So, yeah, so generally, I think there's a real heavy focus on it. And I think there's no lack of desire as far as I see. The only constraints are things like time and budget, which are always going to be there.
Yeah.
But I see no lack of desire in terms of the conversations that I have and we have as a business.
Anyone else got anything to add into that? The general perception?
I'm happy to hear what Peter has said.
But there's a question mark in your voice there.
Maybe because I tend to deal more with independent hotels and smaller groups. I think because of the challenges, as you say, of resources, of time, and money, that there's not all that the training budgets aren't always there.
Right. Mm. And Detlef, you were nodding a little bit there as well.
I also like to listen to Peter, and I'm happy that he has this, and I guess also with this unique product variety. Yes, there is a split between the big brands, the big players. They have their learning development departments, divisions, and they focus heavily on training, and the individuals not. Lack of budget, lack of interest, and anything else. Now, when I have to think about some interesting phenomenon, what are the training areas? Unfortunately, not so much revenue management, very much in terms of leadership, motivation, organization behavior. If I talk with learning development managers, HR managers, this is really the main focus, team building, et cetera, which is okay. But of course, there should be also some focus on revenue management. And then a very interesting phenomenon here in Singapore, but I guess it's also in other countries possible. Here we have some government-funded programs, heavily funded government programs with heavy subsidies, and our industry is the least one, hospitality, who takes advantage of this. Yeah. Every other industry takes full advantage, our industry not so much. Now, I'm not talking about COVID-19 situation, which is a different situation, definitely. Yeah. But even pre-COVID-19, not so much. It is really strange. We have built up in our university own division for CET courses, heavily subsidized for Singaporeans and even for Singapore PRs, etc. And we get our numbers, we run the workshops, training. But if I look at when the people from accounting, from engineering, health science, 40 people, in ours, 10 people, this says something. So, it is as it is.
So some slightly different perspectives in there. So if we narrow that down a little bit more, and without obviously asking you to repeat what you've just said, if it's like same answer basically. So if we have differing views on the degree to which training, continual learning is taken on board, then I guess by definition, based on our conversation earlier around revenue management and that being a small piece of the pie, then I would guess there's probably even less resource is put in towards that. Or could there be an argument the other side, that because people are coming out from a hospitality more rounded in terms of from an operational point of view, that can the training and development be more targeted in and around revenue management and those areas, because they recognize that's where the upskilling needs to be? What's the thoughts on that?
We have to see one quite interesting development if it comes to revenue management. The courses at Cornell or HOSPAR, they are in demand. Mm-hmm. It means booked by individuals, sometimes paid by the company, sometimes not paid by the company. So there are some courses in demand, but from my perception, booked by individuals, hopefully backed up by their company, paid for this. Mm-hmm. So the industry as such, I don't think they put too much emphasis and focus on revenue management training for a couple of reasons. Maybe sometimes sheer size, you have one or two revenue managers or analysts on board. Mm-hmm. So it means they think training is not needed. They don't look at the bigger picture, total revenue management, for example. It might be one explanation. Plus also, I have today a conference call with an industry in Singapore, hotel industry in Singapore, and one guy, high level, said revenue management, like, come on, it's not really important. I thought we are in 2020 and they hear this, it was interesting that we said this way.
That's probably a good word for it. Who else? Peter, do you want to jump in?
I think there's two parts to that. I think, from my experience and our experience as a company, I've seen some businesses, I think we see this a lot within hospitality. It's more about finding the right people and then making sure they get the right skills. So that probably does lead towards that focus on revenue management. So where people are bringing in the right people, but they don't necessarily have all those revenue skills, then the focus becomes how can we train them to where we want them to be in that knowledge. So we've certainly seen a lot of that, which I think is a positive thing. Mm-hmm. And then I think, revenue management either is a distinct training element, like in that situation. But then I suppose when you have people who already have some revenue management experience, I think it tends to then be brought in with other things. And I think Detlev was mentioning that earlier in terms of, so we've delivered certain programs, say GM development programs, and then revenue management will be a facet within that. And I don't see that as an issue, because obviously revenue management in that entity is not necessarily needed in its own right, because mm-hmm. it does need to work how it links with everything else as well. So, and I think going back to that initial point, I think from our experience, we probably do work more with the larger chains. Yeah. So I guess that's probably why I'm seeing this maybe a little bit more positively, because they have more resources to put into this. So that's obviously a good thing. And I guess that means that we need to do more as an industry to make sure that training gets to the people who need it in those smaller independents, because And that's not to say that we're not doing that, but it's a case of making sure that it's profiled in the right way and it's available in the right format so that it can work both from budget, time, logistics, and all those sorts of things.
Yeah. And I think also just picking up for, and Janelle, sorry, just cut, but picking up on Detlef's point, you know, and you know, not knowing where that individual was from, but if the attitude is also, well, revenue management, is it important, you know, to get an individual property or a small group to even recognize it's important and therefore I need to invest, is enough of a challenge. I don't know if it just taken some of what you're going to say, Janelle, but go on, you were going to make a point there.
No, what I was going to say as a positive is that I've also seen in the last couple of years a lot of tech companies within the industry, but not hotels, mm-hmm. not actually hotels or service departments, but tech companies who are suppliers to hotels asking for revenue management training, mm-hmm. so that their staff, some maybe their tech the tech guys or maybe their customer service people, but so they understand more of what the hotel's trying to do. And I've delivered quite a lot of training to people from that side of the, and once with Peter's company as well, with a supplier who wanted to put everybody through a simulation, mm-hmm. because they want their teams to understand more about this so that they can help hotels. And I think that is a huge positive when we see tech suppliers coming in and saying, can you teach us what the revenue manager does? Because we need to understand, we're having conversations with them every week and we don't really understand their world. Yeah. I think that's a great positive. And from a revenue management, if you're in hospitality and you're a revenue manager, there's other job opportunities, there's other career opportunities then to get out within the industry, but to get off of property and move in other directions, which is also, this is a great opportunity, I think.
Yeah. Detlef, it looks like you were going to just say something in there.
I have, one more aspect. If we are also positive now, so I want to add something as well. With the developments of total revenue management, TRM, I see definitely more opportunities for training. I was running recently a training with a major brand. I don't want to name, it's a British one. Anyway, hotel chain. And they focus now on TRM. Okay. And they have invited for this training, not the revenue manager only and revenue analyst, but also head of departments, chefs, and supervisor level, et cetera, because they understand after a briefing that we need to have a frontline staff for data collection, mm-hmm. for checking on duration management, all such aspects, the operation aspects of revenue management. If we don't have them on board, I always say creating a yield culture, we need them on board. And sorry. And then I see definitely a chance for more in-house or whatever type of revenue management trainings, which is definitely needed. You need to bring in trainers, outside trainers, because from inside out, it doesn't work this way.
No, that makes sense. So I think what I'm hearing from, just looking at these two areas currently, is that there is revenue management is becoming or recognized as being much more important. The education facilities are starting to move and being persuaded to maybe look at it a little bit more within their within the structures of their programs, and there is some investment, maybe still more group side than independent properties, around the need to enhance the skill set of those that have responsibility for revenue management, and then also broaden the view on revenue management. One of the things that always surprises me, and again, this is just a general comment, so jump in. When I hear people talk about a lack of time and a lack of money, totally understandable, and particularly even more so now. And when you're looking at trying to get a correlation between if I invest in this training or development, will I get a return on it? What seems interesting to me is maybe it's my naivety or maybe my bias towards revenue management running Revenue Hub. But with a function that is so at the coalface of kind of being part of driving revenue and driving profit. To me, if you were investing money in any area, that would seem to be the closest correlation between if I spend X amount here, there is a strong chance I could probably get Y, a multiple, out at the end. Or is that just me being a bit naive and a bit biased, or is there something to that?
May I step in? I was listening to you, and it makes sense. It isn't common sense, true. But there's a problem. The problem is the misunderstanding of a function of revenue management. You said driving demand, driving profits, and even identifying untapped revenue opportunities. The role of revenue management has evolved and is evolving further. But I think many in the hotel industry comes to investment decision think about technology in every other area than revenue management, because they see the guys still working on the Excel spreadsheets or whatever in a reactive way. This whole idea of driving demand or managing demand, and it's maybe also our fault educator-wise, because we always said marketing is driving demand and we manage demand. So the mismatch of marketing sales versus revenue management is changing in some brands. It's changing already for a season. For me, lovely example, digital marketing team reports to director of revenue management. That's the way it should be done. So it will take time to change this perception. Therefore, at the moment, if you look at the investments, yeah, I also wonder, I would focus also on revenue management, data analytics solutions, etc. But it goes in any other area than this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the lines are hugely being blurred, which is a good thing, because those connections are true, and if they're not there, then it becomes very hard to do. So I think that's probably a really key thing in terms of where we go from here in terms of how that all works.
Yeah. And Janelle, any take
on
that?
If you're looking at investment in technology, so yeah, if we want to save time and, you know, costs, then an investment in an RMS absolutely makes sense. I think historically it's been a big expense, and from a hotel's perspective, it was, you know, we need more tables and chairs in the meeting space. So that RMS system that is a huge expense goes further and further down the list.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's not, you can't see it. So, yeah. And it's, we like to spend money on tangible things in a hotel.
Things that you're going to see, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. So the guest is going to see that, and, you know, that's going to make a difference. But I think now that technology has moved on, and there are a lot new suppliers in the market where that huge expense, the perception may still be there, but it isn't the reality now.
Yeah.
Now you know that revenue management price optimization systems are available that are much more
just accessible, aren't they?
I don't know, accessible.
Peter, you were going to say something on that.
As ever, I think, you know, I don't think there's ever going to be a direct translation of if we put this into revenue, then we'll get this. But I agree, I think there honestly is a huge benefit to doing it. But I think there are some quite good statistics around forecast accuracy, and a lot of revenue management is about forecasting. Mm-hmm. So the more accurately we forecast and we know what we're doing, then there is a correlation between that and increased revenues. So having that power within revenue management to do the accurate forecasting, understand where we're going, what we're doing, allows lots of other things to then filter down after that. So I think that's the power of revenue in terms of driving profit or you know, increased revenues at the end.
And I think my point was related purely to a training, not even technology based. And I think Detlef highlighted it to me, that I think we're still dealing with a culture that looks at revenue management as Excel spreadsheet, change the pricing, rather than, you know, we at Revenue Hub, we talk about it in terms of RGOM. So it's revenue generation, revenue optimization, revenue management. I think, you know, what was highlighted there is that, yeah, it is still this, there is still this cultural and legacy view of revenue management that probably hasn't allowed for that connection between, if I invest money in training my person who does my pricing and actually look to upskill them, they could be doing a lot more where I may get a greater return. And I think just kind of moving on, I'm conscious of time. So there's a couple of other things we were just going to touch on just more broadly in the industry. And I think that last statement kind of leads us on to some, I'm going to use the word fascinating, but I think frightening may be a better word, that in the current climate, we were seeing revenue managers being furloughed and laid off. I mean, I'm just interested to get your guys' views and takes on that as an industry decision. who wants to pick that one up?
Well, I have to say, you know, I have sympathy with the businesses out there struggling at the moment with this situation.
Oh, absolutely.
And I totally understand that costs are being controlled and cut back and they're having to let people go. And, you know, I've got so many friends that are in that situation and it's awful.
Yeah.
But if you're making a decision on, if you're furloughing staff and the person who is watching the demand, who's watching the market, who's understanding when will the market come back, are people starting to travel again? If they are, who is this person who's traveling? The person within your organization who is responsible for that, I don't really understand how that person is furloughed.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a tough decision. That would be a tough decision because, you know, I know that businesses, we're seeing green shoots now and businesses are opening and we still only have a very small percentage of hotels open and function, particularly in the UK and in London, even less. And I just find it difficult to see how those hotels think they're going to move forward if they haven't got somebody out there now looking at what's going on.
Who else wants to jump in on that?
Yeah, no, I'll come in. I think, you know, it's natural to have had that sort of contraction of things in the early stages when most hotels, especially here in the UK, did shut entirely. That made a lot of sense at that point to furlough people because, well, we're shut, there's nothing you can be doing. And at that point, we didn't know where things were going. Now that we're starting to get the wheels turning again, yeah, I'd agree fully with Janelle. It seems to make total sense to have that. I think, you know, we're bound to see sort of combination or more clustering of roles and things like that. So maybe where we had individual property level revenue managers, especially where we're talking about groups and chains, I think we'll see far more cluster revenue managers who are responsible maybe for a few properties, at least during this early recovery. You know, obviously all of our hopes and desires are that we go back to where we were pre-COVID. So I think it's an unfortunate reality that those decisions are having to be made.
I think
it's a really tough call at the moment, but hopefully there's sort of a drive back towards that. And I think at the moment it's very difficult because a lot of hotels are in this real limbo between who do we bring back, when do we bring them back, do we bring them back when the demand starts to come back, do we bring them back to try and bring the demand back. It's this sort of like chicken and egg, backwards and forwards thing. I agree with Janelle, it's tough and it's awful to see, but I think the hope is just that we start to get those wheels turning and then we can start to then sort of ramp up from that point.
Yeah. Detlev, anything to add into that? You just frozen on me for a minute.
I couldn't agree more with Janelle, but also Peter, of course, distribution e-commerce, revenue management, distribution e-commerce and marketing. And here in Southeast Asia, we see also retrenchments of this middle management up to senior management positions. And I wonder, not only based on what Janelle said, that these guys are the ones with the knowledge of forecasting and watching demand and also driving demand, but also the huge amount of knowledge and skill sets within these people. You cannot buy it, just you can hire somebody at around the corner. It is a unique ability. And I don't get it. We have something different here in Southeast Asia, I guess, against UK or European market. we have much more layers of middle management here because labor is not that costly as it would be in Europe. So you see a simple or a single restaurant with a general manager, with a deputy general manager, with a restaurant manager, deputy restaurant manager, whatever. So I, yes, by the way, I have also sympathy with everybody who is on retrenchment, whatever, but it's no discussion about this. But you see there are certain layers which might be not needed. But with specialist functions, revenue management, marketing, digital marketing, especially whatever, you cannot just skip it. It's impossible. Yeah. You put yourself in a very dangerous position once the market recover. Okay, we are in Singapore and in Southeast Asia. We are just at the beginning of retrenchments. We are just hearing now every week there is starting of retrenchments. And it will happen. Our industry in the ability to foresight is sometimes a bit limited. Maybe we believe also we fire, as I apologize, we retrench somebody, we will find easily somebody else. And I don't believe in this, not at all.
Yeah. Janelle, I think to go back to what Detlev just said as well, with revenue management, we always say it's an art and science. And this is the art. You know, these people have the art.
Yeah.
And you can't do, it's not one or the other. It's a mixture of both.
Yeah, and to that point, leading on from both those points, you know, I think with revenue managers that they will all have a huge amount of institutional knowledge about their properties and their markets. Mm-hmm. So it would be foolhardy to think that you could take them away and slot somebody else in and hope that they can pick up where the other person left off. Yeah. It's possible, but it would be difficult. And this links to, you know, the idea of, you know, I think all of us are in agreement that having revenue management technology systems are essential. But you need the people there to drive it and to question it and to make sure it's doing the job for you. So I think you know, it's obviously just incredibly important.
Yeah, it sounds, and again, you know, to echo everything that you guys have said, this is an unparalleled, and that word has been used so many times, situation. And anyone who is in this and losing their jobs, you know, the sympathies from anybody who is in that situation, it must be really hard. But if we are being very commercial, and for the purpose of this conversation, you know, if a hotel is going to survive, you need to be looking for the demand. You mm-hmm. need to have someone that is looking to drive that demand, and looking that someone who is trying to optimize whatever little demand there may be. So the logic of it may be furloughing, I get. The logic of then laying these people off, retrenching, or of not bringing them back as one of the first people, is an interesting commercial decision to make. And I think going forward, when hopefully things do start to renew, and when you realize you then need to recruit these people back, finding that skill set, finding that knowledge when it may already have been picked up is going to be particularly challenging. So this isn't just a short-term decision. This is also could have medium to long-term implications on individual properties as well. And I guess one final comment, and one final comment from you guys. You know, when I was growing up in my career, I always had someone I could look at who'd done the job that I had done. You know, and they could kind of mentor me and lead me. And if we move outside of the hotel groups, if there is a lack of revenue knowledge, education, experience, then in those smaller groups and then in those independent properties, I kind of question and would just be interested in your kind of final comments of what you think there may be around from... How does someone get mentored in this? You know, there seems like a lot of individual responsibility needs to be taken to say, I want to move into this space. But without people above them that have maybe moved up through this area because they've come from an operational background, there also seems to be a bit of a lack in mentoring as well. Would that be fair, or is that, again, a very narrow view?
I'm happy to come in on that one. I think like with all things like this, yes, there are things out there available, but I think it's a case of putting yourself in the right place and actively going and looking for it. It's mm-hmm. not going to find you. And I think probably, you know, all of us on the call here, we're all part of professional organizations and networks and communities and things like that. So I think just the power of all those things, you know, there are global things. So on the education side, both Detlev and myself are part of the Cree network, including Asia-Pac Cree, Euro-Cree and iCree. That's an educational network for teachers who teach hospitality management. Here in the UK, I know Janelle's part of HOSPA, as am I. We also have the Institute of Hospitality. We've got people like American Hotel and Lodging Association, people like the International Association of Hotel General Managers. There are a lot, and obviously Revenue Hub, who I don't need to mention because that's why we're all here. You know, these kind of communities are the places where you're going to be able to network and communicate with people and find mentors. Even if there isn't a set mentoring network, and there are things out there, I know, but that's the way that you can sort of find people who will be able to help you find those resources, find that help, and be part of something bigger. And that's where you're going to find the help and resources that people need to grow.
Janelle, Detlev, any comments on that?
I think you're right that there is a challenge that if you're on property and you're the revenue manager, it's likely that there's nobody there for you to learn from, because you may be the first revenue manager that hotel has had, or maybe you're reporting into the GM and the GM has come up through a different path. And so the emphasis is on you to go out there and to find the support that you need, and to tell your organization that you need that support as well. Like Peter said, there's so many opportunities out there. And there's so much online for free as well. It's not even a huge cost.
For
you know, blogs and ebooks and, you know, revenue management, just information. And communities. So there is a lot, but I think if you're a revenue manager and you want to progress, then you need to just go for it and go forward.
It's down to you to do it as well, isn't it? Detlev, final comment from you. I'm conscious of time for everybody here, but thank you.
I see within my network some amazing example of mentorship, but of course it's all on a voluntary basis, where really experienced senior revenue manager, director of revenue, whatever, mentor younger ones and really establish a network of, based also on friendship, and help them through the career. Then, of course, as Peter and Jenna already outlined, we have the professional organizations. I'm board member here at HSMI APEC. So these organizations help also very much. My only concern is that we are a bit in a closed circle, and all the new developments, the evolution of revenue management, customer-centric and total revenue management, we need some fresh input from outside. Mm-hmm. We are a bit locked in our circle, and I try to exclude myself as an educator, but even then sometimes we follow their old paths, whatever, because they are so busy with their work and with responsibilities and not having that much career progression, mentorship, etc., etc. So some fresh input would be definitely needed. That's my last final word for this.
Super. No, they were all very good points. I think a perfect way to kind of end this. I think, you know, we've looked at the education, we've looked at the continued education with the training, we've looked a little bit in terms of from a mentoring and also an investment. But I think it still comes back to the point we were talking about, that, you know, culturally, revenue, if we're talking very narrowly about revenue management here, as long as there is still this philosophy that it's an Excel spreadsheet and dealing with pricing, then until that starts to move forward and all of us are trying our part, all sitting on this call, to move that forward and educate and inform to show how much is available. But eventually we will get there, and people will start to hopefully see that correlation, that investment in that education, the investment in the training, the investment in mentoring to develop that individual who is responsible for your pricing at the moment, but to start to evolve them into someone who will be responsible for the performance of the hotel, is a long journey to go. But it you know, some would argue, me, that it would be a good investment for someone in the hotel to be making. And a few of us here. Yeah. That's brilliant, guys. Thanks so much. I really appreciate the time. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, pleasure to get your insights, and great to have you join us today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for hosting, Trevor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay.
Take care.
Good night from Singapore.
Good night.
So that's the end of our conversation today. I'd like to thank Peter Russell, Janelle Clark, and Dr. Detlef Remy once again for joining us. I hope you found the podcast interesting, and if you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. If you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link will be in the podcast notes below. If you can also subscribe on YouTube, it would be great as well, because it really helps the channel out. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.